So just to continue on from yesterday, we mentioned a bunch of halachos about the mitzvah to feed animals, whether it's an actual mitzvah from the Torah or a minhag. So there were two things I wanted to say. One is poskim in general bring up that, which people asked me, a bunch of people asked me after the shiur yesterday, but the feeding of the animals is only at a time when they need to eat. So for example, if you fed them in the morning and it's lunchtime, you don't have to feed the animals before you eat. It's not their time to eat, right? If you have left them food all day and they sit there and they eat it all day, or if you have somebody else feeding them, okay? Or if you have, right, you'll point somebody, this is not the time when they're going to eat, or if you put the food down in front of them, they're going to eat it later, whatever it is, or they don't want to eat now. It's only at a time when they want to eat and that you are, in particular, feeding them. That is one thing that's very important. That is one thing that's very important for everybody to know. Number two, you're a guest at somebody's house. Okay? If you're a guest at somebody's house, then there's a little bit of a debate what goes on when you bring your animals to come visit. So you bring your animals, Fido, the dog. So you bring the animals to come visit. So according to the Prima Gadim, when the person feeds you have to still feed your animals first. The Chasam Sofer, a great posek of the 19th century, felt that you, because of the fact that you're reliant upon somebody else for food, the whole obligation to feed your animals doesn't apply, because it's not your food that you're feeding them with. So he felt that if you're staying at somebody's house, they want to sit down to eat. You don't have to say, "Oh, give me a second, I got to go feed my dog," because you're based upon them, and therefore you don't have to worry about eating that. You don't have to worry about feeding your animals before you eat. Because again, according to Chasam Sofer, you are not the one responsible for the food. Okay? So that's a little bit of a debate, but about staying at somebody's house. So back to the original halachas. The Rambam mentions that if you talk in between hamotzi and the bracha of hamotzi and the eating, that might be a hefsek unless you have something that seems to be involved with the hamotzi or the meal. So there's a famous debate amongst the Rishonim, Rashi, Tosfos, the Rashba. They believe that the only thing that won't be a hefsek is if it has to do with the hamotzi itself. So for example, if I say everybody needs a piece of bread, I notice that I'm making hamotzi here, they're not eating from my roll. Everyone needs a piece of bread. I could say, give that person a piece of bread. I need the salt for the hamotzi. I need to feed my animals before I make the hamotzi, right? So those things have to do with the hamotzi itself. But anything else would be a hefsek. From the Rambam's language, where he seems to say if you want to put the food basically in front of somebody else, he seems to, and other opinions as well, seem to imply it could be anything with the meal at all. So let's say, for example, I said hamotzi, and then all of a sudden I'm like, oh, did you put the chicken on the table? So according to the Rambam, you did not do a hefsek, you don't need a new bracha. You could just eat the hamotzi and you're fine. This is what most people follow, is what the Shulchan Aruch follows, is what most poskim follow. Anything to do with the meal. So if you accidentally said, oh, did we make sure to cook the rice? Did we make sure, oh, we forgot the place setting? Anything to do with the meal. B'di'evet. If I said it, it's not a hefsek, and I don't need a new bracha. But if it has nothing to do with the meal, then I would need a new bracha. So, Orel. Okay, we're going to get to that. That's a later parak. We're going to get to that. Yeah.
You said that it's only like
It has to do with the bracha or the meal. So if it has anything to do with the meal, it can't be a hefsek.
But if it just, like, you said that it's only if it's about the bracha, not about the meal.
So one opinion, the first opinion, said that it has to do with the hamotzi, the bracha, what's going on. That was Rashi, Tosos, the Rashba. So the Rambam and other people on his side believe that it has to do with the actual meal. So because it has to do with the actual meal, it's almost anything to do with the meal. That's what we follow. Anything to do with the meal. Lana?
At least 95% of the time, there's something that happens. Did you cook the rice? Did you put this thing down? You could wait till after you make hamotzi.
We're not talking about what you should do, because we already said lechatchila you shouldn't stop for anything. We're talking about what you did say. That's the difference.
But there's no need for you to do it later.
You did it. You said it.
Part of the household to do it.
And yet, you said it. You're sitting there waiting. You made the bracha. You didn't get to it yet. The hamotzi didn't come to you. So the question is it a hefsek? Sure, last one. Yeah. Hamotzi and eating the food. You could, but you didn't. So that's the case. Okay. So when can you actually talk? So you made hamotzi. When can you actually talk? Right, not now. But when can you actually talk? So the post can bring up that you take a bite of the food, and when you swallow that bite of food, now you are allowed to talk. But you technically should not be talking until you swallow that food as well. What happens if I talked, I didn't swallow any of the food, I was chewing the food in my mouth, I didn't swallow a single piece?
You have bad manners.
So that's a debate. So there was an opinion of the Shla. Shla, Shin Lamed Hey, the Shla, Hakadosh, he was a Kabbalist. So the Shla is quoted in Halacha, wrote a great sefer in Halacha. And he said that he thinks that as long as you taste food, that's considered to be the beginning of eating, and therefore the bracha already worked. Meaning, all you have to do is chew the food. According to him, you didn't swallow any of the food. Somebody's asked me a question. I'm in the middle of chewing this piece of bread. So I can answer them, technically. If I did, it's not a hefsek. So the Magen Avram says, I don't understand. We learned in the Rambam a week ago that if I put food in my mouth to taste it and I spit it out, I don't make a bracha, which means that the bracha doesn't matter about my tasting the food. It only matters about my
swallowing
the food, ingesting the food, right? So the Magen Avram says, I don't understand, and therefore, according to that opinion, you would have to go back, and the Magen Avram and some poskim say that you would have to go back and make the bracha again if you had talked before you swallowed the food. So that was the Magen Avram's question from the case of Matemes, which we learned that if you taste the food and spit it out, there's no bracha required. So the answer, there's an answer actually given, and incredibly enough, the Shla says it himself, but there are other people that bring it up, that there's a distinction here. When I was tasting it just to taste it and I spit it out, I wasn't planning on ingesting it. That's why you don't make a bracha. But if I was planning on swallowing the food, actually eating it, actually ingesting the food, then tasting is the beginning of eating. And therefore, that would not be a hefsek. So that was the Shla himself who brought up the original opinion and other people. So they answer that would not be a problem because my intention was to swallow it. So therefore, tasting is the beginning. So what do we follow? So the Alki Yosef, for Svaradim, Rav Yosef, quoting Alki Yosef, quoting his father, Rav Yosef. So he says that if you did talk when you were still chewing the food, you do not need a new bracha. That's for Svaradim.
Your intention was to swallow?
Because since my intention was to swallow it, so tasting is the beginning of eating. Not, but if my intention is to spit it out, then tasting is nothing. So for Svaradim, therefore, there's no problem. You do not need a new bracha at all. The Mishneh Berurah says, Sarichian, I'm not sure what to do in this case, but in his Ber Halacha, he quotes an interesting opinion. So there's an opinion of the Chai Adam, and the Chai Adam says, let's say I'm chewing a piece of meat. What comes out of the meat? juice, fat, whatever it is. So it comes out of the meat, and somebody swallows that before they even swallow the piece of meat. So the Chai Adam says, you swallowed something. You yotzei the bracha. So the Mishnah Berurah says, in the Ber Halacha, I like this opinion. Meaning, if you had once you had swallowed something, any little piece, any tiny amount, you can talk. There's no hepsake. Before then, he's not sure what the halacha is. He probably wouldn't say to make a new bracha, but you know it's a very problematic thing before you swallow anything. But if you swallow a little bit, so that's good enough to allow you to talk. So that's the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah. Okay. Orel.
Isn't it dangerous for your health to talk with your mouth? So anyways, like, should they speak the halacha?
Show of hands. How many people out here have talked with food in their mouth? Okay, so it's dangerous, but it's what people do. Okay, so Amy. Oh, excellent. That's the next thing I'm going to do. Excellent. So Amy just asked the next question, which I'm going to do, which is, girls. Girls, I see. So. Amy just asked the question I was going to talk about next. How much of the food you actually should be eating, you know, before you start talking? You already said that technically, you know, if you swallow a little bit, it might not be a hefsek, but you should wait till you swallow the piece. So the technical halacha, or most posts can say, is if you swallow, let's say you have a little piece of bread or a little piece of cookie or a little piece of anything, and you swallow that little piece, you're done. You do not need a kazayas. You do not need the kazayit amount to be able to talk. That's most poskim. Mishnah Berurah says it straight out. But the Mishnah Berurah does then write that it's a good thing if it's not a pressing thing like you have to talk, to wait till you finish the kazayit to eat it. To wait till you finish the kazayit to talk. It's a good thing to wait for the kazayit till you finish the kazayit to talk. So why would that be? Again, he's not saying you have to, saying it's a nice thing to wait for that. So there are a few different reasons given. Two of them have to do with something we're concerned might happen later in the meal. So not a big deal. We're not going to talk about it now because that's going to come up later, but not a real reason to have to be so strict. The Machzis HaShekel says, I'll tell you why. Why do you have to wait for a kazayas? Why should you not have to? Why should you wait for a kazayas? Because the Magen Avraham, Machzis HaShekel, was a commentary on the Magen Avraham. And he says, the Magen Avraham says, when you make hamotzi, you're supposed to give each person, how much? A kazayas. So you're supposed to give each person a kazayas of bread. So therefore, you should be eating what the person gave you before you talk. That was one reason. Again, wouldn't be usher, but it would be a reason to wait for the
kazayas.
No, that's the amount that you're supposed to give each person to be yotze hamotze. That's what you're supposed to give them. So if you're supposed to give them that amount, they should be eating that amount. The last opinion was that of the Eshel Avram. The Eshel Avram says, Eshel Avram, like the tree of Avram, Eshel Avram. The Eshel Avram says for washing, when we get to the Tehillah Seder, we're going to go into this a little bit in depth. We don't really wash for less than a kazayas. Okay, according to many opinions, you wouldn't wash for less than a kazayas. And therefore, for the washing sake, you're supposed to wash for at least a kazayas. So you should wait till you finish the kazayas, if possible, just for that reason. The truth is, in most opinions, we don't make a bracha unless it's a kibetza. So I don't know why people stop at a kazayas. They should be waiting for a kibetza. But the idea is those were the reasons given. And therefore, these reasons, both of them, would only apply by which bracha? Hamotzi, right. Wouldn't apply by any other food. So only by hamotzi is there a nice idea to have a kazayas, right? A nice idea to have a kazayas, if you can, before you talk. You don't have to, Mishnah Berurah says. I've seen people quote the Mishnah Berurah that it's not a pressing need, it's allowed. If it's a pressing need, That's on my Torah. So if it's if it's a pressing need, if it's a if it's you really need to talk, then it's allowed. Now the Mishnah Berurah says it's allowed. Just if you, it's a nice thing, he says, to wait until you finish the kazayas. Because again, based upon all these reasons, it's not a real bona fide requirement. Gabby and then Abiba. Yeah.
So the Ishel Rom is basically saying, like, you don't need a kazayas